and Shakes. This is Mr. Skullhead coming to you live on Radio KOL, and this is supposed to be the Jick and Skullhead show. I know that. I know you're disappointed, going, why isn't he talking about Jick? Where's Jick? What is going on? I'm frightened and confused. Jick is currently out visiting some KOLers and others in a foreign place, and he doesn't have any of his equipment with him, except the equipment that's attached to him, you know what I'm saying? So he isn't able to do our show tonight. So I'm flying solo tonight. You can still send your questions to Radio Bugbear. That's account number, whatever the hell Radio Bugbear's account number is. Let me try and figure that out while I talk. Talking and typing at the same time is tricky, tricky. No joke. 276-426. Send your blue messages, private messages, to Radio Bugbear. And I will do my best to answer some questions. Since I'm not Jick, a lot of the technical stuff I won't be able to get into, but I will do my best to entertain and inform, and we'll have a good time, kids. Don't fret. But right now, I'm just going to play a couple of songs just so I can look through stuff and get it in order. And if you want to send requests, you can send them to m.skullhead@gmail.com. So I will actually play some music tonight, too, because I don't think I can just talk for 2 hours straight. So, go ahead and send me some stuff. We'll see what we can do. See if we can get through this, you and me, together. Here's a song that's been stuck in my head for a long, long time now, a couple of weeks. Thanks to Che for sending this to me. This is The Mountain Goats with Palm Quarter Yajna.
Lodge, set ourselves up for the night. carbon monoxide for me to bear. Too much carbon monoxide for me to bear. Where's the air? Where's the air? Where's the air? Where's the air? After this, my lungs will be so fucked up. I wish I was in that Mercedes Benz. Steal away from my sin. I'd have the music high going 95.
So this is Mr. Skellhead flying solo and rocking the mic for you, and my face is completely messed up, and yeah, keep your comments to yourselves. What I mean is my sinuses are going insane, so talking for 2 hours is going to be a lot of fun, but we'll get through it together. Let's get to your questions. Also, I should open up that Gmail, since I said y'all can send me requests to m.skullhead@gmail.com. I should probably open that up, see if I can remember the password and get in there. Just to make sure that I don't miss any requests or anything. Huh, got some already. Well, all right then, let's get into some questions, though. Lacey writes, could we have a /listen all command to listen to all the chat channels, including or excluding the one we're currently in? This will be helpful for the mods and possibly other chatters as well. I don't know about that. That seems like total sensory overload. I know that some of our moderators do listen to all of the chat channels, and for that, I can only heartily commend them, because, damn, that's got to be difficult. I don't know. We could consider that if there's a market for it. And, I don't know, send in, if you'd like, just go ahead and send in a comment to Jake using the report bug link. That'll go to the admin mailbox. Let us know if you would like a /listen all command. If you don't want a /listen all command, don't send a message saying that you don't want it, because then everybody will send one in. But if you think that would be a useful thing, go ahead and send them in, and we'll have a look at that. Why not? Ponjos Dos says, Jick, Skelly, are you guys going to set a limit on how long bands stay in your record? Example, after 1 year, a banning is removed from your record. Just an idea or suggestion. Thanks. I don't think so. That's... There's really no reason for someone to get banned from chat twice if they're not a jackass. And I may be wrong on this, but I feel that you can get banned once by mistake, just if you don't know the rules of the road, you didn't read the policies, or you're just not sure how this particular community works. But once you've got that one band under your coat, you should be figuring stuff out. So I think it's fair that, the bands stay in place, especially for the longer bands, because if you spam and get banned and you have a 42-day ban and you come back and spam again, then, you should get an 84-day ban. That's just, you should also get kicked in the nuts, but we can't do that online, so we can ban you. But no, I do think, can't think of any reason why the bans would go away. Nobody can see them, so it would only be an issue if you were banned again, and don't get banned again. Just don't do it. All right, then. Matrix Michael says, I watched King Ralph just because of this great game. Would you like some Spotted Dick or bangers? Next up, Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I know will be better. Yes, Rocky Horror Picture Show is better than King Ralph, but, you know, I liked King Ralph. I liked me some King Ralph. So I'm glad that people are watching that movie just because of this game. Now I've just got to make it so that people can see the movie Complex World and that it's actually available for people to see. I'm working on that. But Complex World is another one in the list. Hedwig and the Angry Inch, too, if you're over 18. Linton asks, can you add a use multiple link in the profile, maybe next to the sell all? We'll think about that, sure. Black Belt Duck says, Jake Wigglebot needs to know how much your left nut costs. I paid quite a bit for Jake's left nut. Actually, you can't buy them separately. They're a package deal. Package deal, right? Package, get it? Uh-huh. All right. Concord says, why does Teleportitis only teleport you to low-level areas? Generally because the Dungeons of Doom open when you're at a low level, so we don't want it to be in a situation where it's trying to teleport you to places you haven't unlocked yet, so we just kept it with the low-level areas. And, you know, that effect is just kind of meant to be entertaining and not actually serve a purpose beyond solving the puzzle. So, it doesn't really need to teleport you past those low-level areas. Hubby says, thank you for the /switch command. That's a command that, say you're in normal and you're listening to radio, you type /switch, and then you're in radio listening to normal. Any chance of /s doing the same thing? Sure, we'll get on that. /s doesn't do anything else right now. Might as well put it in there. For those of you who can't type which for laziness or religious reasons. Right then. Let's see. Hubert Rawlinson says, Jake, how did you enjoy your clan tour? And Scully, do you have any plans of doing one yourself? As far as I can tell, Jake enjoyed the hell out of his clan tour. And I don't have any plans of doing that myself because I'm a Sparkle Motion guy. I actually do play the game some. And while Sparkle Motion is not the most active clan in the world, it's my clan and I founded it, been in there for over a year, and I have no plans to leave it, but thank you for asking. Paranoid Android says, does the Lucky Tam O'Shanter do anything more than a meat detector /sharpening stone if it is equipped on a leprechaun /Cheshire Bat? The Lucky Tam O'Shanter adds 10 pounds of leprechaun, and the meat detector only adds 5 pounds, so that's 5 more pounds. Epithet says, can you explain why the last adventure link updates differently depending on location, e.g. sewer or the funhouse? Last adventure link is a janky little bit of code, but it serves a limited purpose. It won't work on something like the shore, the familiar arena, or the sewer because of the different outcomes that are possible when you use it. So when you go to the shore and you click last adventure, it doesn't last adventure you automatically at the part of the shore you are on, just brings you to the shore page again. So, sinuses, kids. Sinuses. Respect them or they will destroy you. Anyway. MaxGuy56 says, do you consider it appropriate for a clan to have a multi which can hold their valuables and run a clan store? Seems like a bad idea, but I can see why you would do it. I wouldn't call that multi-abuse if you're using a multi-account as pretty much a clan stash with limited access. I would like to see there be a clan store implemented so that an entire clan can could own a store together, and you could choose who adds to and subtracts to it. And that's something I've suggested to Jake a couple of times, but it's kind of on the back burner while we're working on Ascension stuff. By the way, just to get this out of the way, Ascension is rolling along nicely. Jake's been out of town, so we haven't had much work on it Thursday through today, but we're still saying that it's going to come in the end of this week or next week, or possibly the next week. So there we go. Anyway, what that means is I'm not locking Jake into a deadline like I did for getting Ascension into testing, but it's coming. It's coming soon, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so much better for the wait. Let's see. Spindnets. Says, how about a way to exchange Ms. A's and Mr. A Juniors for Mr. A's, because otherwise you have to sell your Juniors and Mrs. and buy Mr. A's just to buy things in the Mr. Store. We've had that question a lot. Jake feels, and I back him up, that you should think about those purchases. A Ms. Accessory and a Mr. Accessory Junior are different things than a Mr. Accessory, and we want to keep them separate. We want those sales to be final. And if it doesn't say on the Mr. Store that all sales are final, it probably should. But, it's just not the way we want to run it. Otherwise, you'll have people using their Mr. A Junior and then trading it in for Mr. A and getting the familiar, and then trading the familiar the month in and getting Mr. A again. And we just don't want to do that. You know, you can't really do that with a store in the real world. So we really don't want to get into that. Let's see. E. Peterso 2 says, two players, Bova James and Clever Kaori, celebrated a special event together tonight. Would you wish the congratulations to them on air? Yes, I will. Congratulations to both of you. I don't know what special event that was, but I do hope that involved gasoline. No, not gasoline, Vaseline. Sorry, wow, that would be an entirely different kind of special event. Right. Wigglebot says, does Jake actually do anything during rollover, or does he just smoke joints, make and rub $100 bills all over himself, giggling madly? Rollover is actually entirely automated, so Jake does not even have to be present during rollover. So during rollover, he's as pissed as the rest of you because he can't work on the game. He just has to sit and wait until he can get back in, which is a little bit sooner than everybody else, but still, takes him some time. As far as I know, he doesn't really smoke joints. The $100 bill thing, maybe, but he doesn't really deal in cash anymore. I mean, cash is kind of passé. Oh, Quilty says, hey, Jake, how about a next link at the bottom of the messages page? Scrolling all the way down, only have to scroll back up again is no fun. You're absolutely right about that, Quilty. And I just had a great idea. I'm going to tie balloons to hamsters and send them around the world as messengers of love and peace. But I'm also going to compile questions for Jake that have good suggestions in them and send them to him after the show. So, yeah. Good deal. Arcone asks about Ascension and about the Pickle Factory, just to get me to say, nadie puede entender la hora de su venido o salido. Or something like that. So, got that out of the way. Richton asks a question about something he shouldn't know about yet, so naughty, naughty Richton. Richton also asks, why is the detective skull a hat? It would make more sense for one to carry a skull around rather than strap it to one's head. True, and that is going to change in a while. We want to do something, and this is not an official announcement, we're kicking this around. We want to make it so that you can have an offhand, and so you can hold another weapon, or maybe you can hold something else in there, and that would be one of the first things we put in as an offhand item, would be that detective skull, because it shouldn't be a hat, but it's not really an accessory, so we just had to put it in somewhere where it would fit. Let me see, I'm trying to queue up some songs while I talk, and that just means I talk funny and I don't get any songs in, so I may have to forego that whole requests thing, because I'm getting a lot of them, and Yeah, this is going to be difficult. I don't know if this is going to be possible. But, yeah, we'll give it a shot. I'm open. I'm easy. Big Kevin 84 asks, are you guys aware that the shouting filter can still be easily avoided? I'm not aware of that. Kevin, send me a private message with some more details on that. I would appreciate that. Betrayer says, have you seen the thread about blind accessibility? How about implementing some alt tags to help out the blind people? Yes, I have seen that, and so has Jake. And we will, in the very near future, get together with the person who started that thread, because we want blind people to be able to play. I mean, blind people appreciate stupid jokes and monsters as much as the next guy, and we would definitely like to be supportive. Deaf people, I think we've got covered, and so we're doing good in that capacity. God, I'm going to get killed. Let's log on to radio-kol.com and see if I've dropped any listeners yet. No, 200 out of 200. Wow, you guys are cool. Excellent. Fearsome Phantom says, I often get more credit than I deserve for the forum threads about the Jake and Scully Show. Donna Matrix, Uni, and Ratbot Killer do tons of updates, so I wanted to thank them on air, assuming you're reading this. I actually am reading this. So go to the forums. If you don't go there often, it's forums.kingdomofloathing.com. It's LinkedIn game. And up top on the discussion thread, there should be a thread about 10 dozen minutes of no updates with only Skullhead tonight. So check out that thread. They do kind of a funny play-by-play of the whole thing, and I think it's hilarious. So definitely go check that out. It's very cool. TimeCube asks, any chance that you could make me instantly level 96 in honor of Jean Ray? Did you know your father was a fish? I hope you will do this since everything is opposites, and you doing this would be the opposite of me doing it the harder way, and in this corner, 96 is the perfect number. Anybody who missed the Primavera Angel Hair interview with Jean Ray, definitely seek that out. I'm pretty sure it's on kol.coldfront.net, kol.coldfront.net. And it's hilarious, but no, TimeCube, I won't make you level 96. Let's see. What do we got down here? Yeah, SpoonyBard121 says, is there a way we could get drop-down list of items we can cook or cocktail after we cook or cocktail them, including two-step foods and cocktails? Since Ascension is coming, it'd be useful, T. It'd be useful, T, motherfucker. Anyway, so what he's saying is you make, like, once you make a mushroom pizza, you always know how to make a mushroom pizza. Not a bad idea. I'm going to include that in my message to Jack with suggestions, because that would mean that you wouldn't have to just remember all of the recipes. The only tricky thing is, do we get them dropped down on the cook and cocktail list, and is that only if you have all the ingredients, and how do we tell, and yeah. Could be tricky. I'm not sure. So I will bounce that over to Jake. YQM says, my brother recently sent in an email via the Contact Us link. How long does it take to get a reply from that? Generally, it's quick, because Zlania is working full-time doing that, and she gets to them in a day. if he doesn't get a reply in a while, it could mean that a reply was not really needed for that particular question, but the other thing is, with Jake out of the office for Thursday, Friday, and Monday, there is no way for Zlania to come to work. So Tuesday she'll have a lot to go through, and that may be why he hasn't gotten a response to that yet. Let's see. Wow. That's really cool. YQM also says, can you plug my site? It's for player-made music. It is, and I will gladly plug this site because I'm looking at it and it's great. www.yqmonline.com/KOL. And what it contains is just a list of music that KOL players have sent in. And, yeah, this is fantastic. So definitely go check that out, kids. That's awesome. Good work, YQM. Let's see. King Pulosdos says, I heard the song Allison News by Mr. Skullhead a few weeks ago on Radio KOL and thought it was awesome. Can it be made available somewhere for download? Generally, I'm just sending that out on a request-by-request basis, because in the near future, I'm going to actually record a CD over at iSpeculum's Recording Emporium, and I will make that available for less money than you would spend on, like, a meal at McDonald's. So, you know, like $5 for a CD full of my music. So I'm not going to put it up for download just yet, and I also don't have any web space because I'm that lame. But given that we have 200 listeners, and I never have 200 listeners on my show, I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now. Yeah, just because when am I going to be doing the show solo again with all these listeners just sitting there waiting to have their heads filled with my song? Never. Never, I say never. So let's go ahead and do that. Give me a chance to refill my bottle of water here. And I'll play a little Joshua T., that's me, with Allison News. And then They Might Be Giants and Arrogant Worms by Request. And sniffle, sniffle, sniffle. Dear God, kill me. I thought about cutting off my nose to see my face, but I don't know if that's a good idea or not. Anyway, let's we'll play 3 or 4 songs here and give me a chance to catch my breath, refill my water bottle. You're listening to the Jick and Skullhead Show, minus Jick. This is me, Joshua T., with Allison News.
See her once every couple of years. Some table talk, she disappears again. Yeah. But most who recall don't seem to care. I don't know why, but I must know where you are. And if you're still the same. Allison noise fills my head, and Allison nights were the best way I never spent. Hey, Allison, I go searching for you. Has anyone heard any Allison news? And I've had too much to drink. Oh, I can't speak too clear. A girl like you, a place like this. Strip my cliches and a half-blown kiss as I trip out of the door. And Allison noise fills my head. And Allison, the nights were the best way never spent. Hey, Allison, I go searching for you. Has anyone heard any Allison news? Allison, I know we can't go back, but knowing it ain't the same as believing it. And now that we try to stay awake, but the waves roll over our heads anyway. Oh, yeah. So I'll see you once every couple of years, and I can't claim it's you who disappears. Well, never mind that, everyone's on the run. God, someday we all know what we'll run into. A running from. And Allison noise filled my head. Hey, yeah, Allison, the nights were the best way never spent. Allison, I go searching for you. Has anyone heard any Allison news? Has anyone heard any Allison news? Anyone heard any Allison news?
Don't bother to call this room. There's nobody here who can pick up. Or if something is too dark and bad, then won't be now checking out the lying. Fire. Fire made to the rocket.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue. Yogurt, curd, cream cheese, and butter's made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, hear me moo. Gas comes out my ass and out my muzzle when I belch. Oh, the ozone layer is thinner from the outcome of my dinner. I am cow, I am.
That was Spoon with Sister Jack, and if I'm not mistaken, I have never heard Spoon before, and that's some really good stuff. Thanks for sending that in, and The Tick, thanks you as well. And if you got that reference, you're my kind of people. Let's see now, getting back into the questions, and drinking some strong ass tea, because my voice sounds very, very strange to me right now. Anyway, Jaffatastic says, hey Scully, is it correct to assume that dungeon potions will not reset when we ascend, as we will still be the same character? It is correct to assume that, whether we decide to keep it that way or not, or if we want to mess with you, we have not yet decided, but you'll see. You'll see very soon. Jaffatastic also asks, why do the tattoos show up in the list in such a strange order? That's because they show up in the order in which they were implemented, because then that's the order that the pictures are in. So, yeah, that's not really something that we can change, but I assume that's not too big a deal for anybody. Let's see. Arcone asks, now that Kukulon is selling his account, are you going to take away his crossbow? No, that is his to keep, and I don't really want to comment on people selling their accounts, only to say that people who buy accounts are not so smart. Right then. Ratbot Killer says, was the bum cheek named after anyone? Why, yes, it was. It was named after Cheeky Jazz. Everybody knows that. Waterbug16 says, do you have a PSP, and do you think I should get one? I don't, and neither does Jick. I'm generally a Nintendo guy for consoles, and I only have a PlayStation 2 because I wanted to play Dance Dance Revolution. And I got a Game Boy Advance, and I'm going to be selling it very soon because I've had it for 6 months and I never play it. Pretty much any time that I'm in a situation where I would be playing it, I'm either reading a book or talking on my phone. So whether you should get one or not, if you like handheld things, it seems like a pretty good little widget to have. So, yeah, go for it. The Cyclops says, are you really going to play music during the time slot? That's insane. No, actually, I'm not playing any music. So if you're hearing music, it's coming from inside your head. Let's see. We just refreshed the bugbear, and holy crap, there are a lot of questions. So if I don't get to your question, please don't kill me, because I'm only one man. You'll probably want to not send in requests. Having said that I want to take requests, it looks like that's just going to be way too many things for me to look at. So, no requests. Sorry, I'll continue to play music every now and again. Anyway, PringlesCan asks, why do you have to use only art from the game to make your custom avatar? I wanted to make mine a PringlesCan with a Disco Bandit face instead of Mr. Pringles. I are Tessad, says PringlesCan. Well, avatars don't necessarily have to be art from the game. If you look around, you'll see that some people have different stuff that's not in the game, but it's in the same style. So if you can figure out how to make a Pringles can with a Disco Bandit face on it look like it's in the same style as Jick Draws, then you're welcome to give that a shot. Excuse me. Java Joe asks, why are there so many steps involved to search players? Couldn't there easily be a link on the main list? Love your show. Where's Jick? I would like there to be an easier way to search players, but it's such an intensive database hit to search the entire player base that it's kind of good to keep that just in the send messages or in the PvP text. So, yeah, it's something that would be really nice, but it's so resource-intensive that it's not a good idea to have it any more easy to do than it is. And there's always, if you don't know what the name is exactly, it won't help, but you can always slash who in chat to see if there's going to be, if there's somebody by that name, something like that. But, okay. Amazing Loopa says, what about implementing the ability for clan leaders to auto-sell stuff directly from the stash? That seems like it would lead to a lot of stash looting. Before that happens, we're going to have to overhaul the clan stash and overhaul clan karma, which, believe me, it's on a burner. It's a burner in the back, but it's on the back burner after Ascension. So excuse me for being completely disgusting, but I have a head full of snot, motherfucker. Nah. Duke Monger asks, Jick, why was there no Earth Day event or even a mention of this important holiday in game? Do you hate the Earth? Yes, we hate the Earth. The Earth sucks. Earth Day is 422 over here this year, which it's always been on 420, so I'm a little confused about that. But it doesn't strike me as a major holiday like, say, Christmas or Halloween. Halloween's a major holiday for the U.S. people. But, yeah, then what will we do, you know? Maybe the hippies can be even hippier. We'll give that a shot. There may be something still coming for that. We'll see. Let's see. Jaffatastic says, is there some new content that will appear over the course of multiple ascensions, or will new content all be available during the first ascension? There will be new content that will appear over the course of multiple ascensions. If you want to see everything, you will have to ascend at least 3 times. Raya says, any news on more chat channels? Yes, we would like some more chat channels, and we're thinking about it. Really, a lot of this stuff is on the back burner because we're doing ascension stuff. And very soon indeed, we'll figure that out. Tiklet says, hey, I bought some Pocky for the first time this week. It's pretty good. Yes, it is. Also, I will be gone until next Monday. Do you anticipate ascension coming during that period of time? I will not say that it will. It's possible. It's possible. Yeah. Let's see, Sizzler says, what did you think of that yummy tummy bean burrito idea, which was seen on the forums? It's an interesting idea. I don't know about a food item that gives random effects, though. That's something interesting to think about, but not something that we have in the works. Let's see, Nathan186 says, I've recently had to send a large amount of messages with the same text. I had to send each individual message myself. Could you create a way to send a copy of a K-mail to many players? We address this pretty much every week, and that's not your fault. You didn't know that, but we really can't do that just because of the potential for jackassery. You make it possible to send email to multiple people, and you're going to get junk K-mail, and that's really the last thing we want to have happen. So, unfortunately, even though that would be cool for the people that would use it, the jackasses that would use it make it so that we can't put it in. So, that kind of sucks. Let's see. Looking at our question list. ANUS18 asks how Jake's bathroom is doing. Still falling apart. ANUS18 also asks, any plans for Passover in the kingdom? We're not Jewish, and we really don't know at all about Jewish stuff. So, also, like, Christmas isn't really a religious holiday anymore, and I know I'm going to get hit for saying that, and neither is Easter. They are holidays that involve a lot of different non-religious things, whereas Passover is pretty much exclusively religious, and I don't know, we don't want people to think we're making fun of Jews, so we don't want to make fun of Jews, because Jews are cool. You know, if you need some jewelry done, Jews are pretty much the only way you can get it done. Oh, man. I speculum just messaged me and said, hey, man, do you want me to take the mic? You seem like you're really out of it. Well, I am really out of it, but I'm going to keep trying to answer questions. And people are still listening, so I must be doing okay. Oh, man. Stagadar says, why don't you get W1NE or W1N3 when you cocktail craft grapes with fermenting powder? Grapes cannot be fermented because they're too extreme. They're just so extreme that the fermenting process just does not take hold with grapes. We've been trying to do it for quite some time, but we just can't make them ferment. It's really weird. Armex says, when a new player first enters chat, it sends him or her to normal. We politely request that this first visit default to newbie instead. Thanks most kindly. That is another excellent idea that will go on my list of things to give to Jick to maybe do. Nah. Stagadar says, how about using a stairway to heaven to get to an area making fun of musical stuff? While I would like nothing more than to make fun of Led Zeppelin, because they really are, they kind of suck ass. Here comes the abuse, but yeah, Led Zeppelin sucks. Something to kick around. I do like, though, that we just have our musical jokes kind of spread throughout the game, like the Whitey's Grove has a bunch and the Palindrome has a bunch. I like that a little better than having a zone that just makes fun of music, because that kind of limits, like, I have some content that's not in yet that has four specific zones where there are just specific types of things, and it was really, really hard to write. A couple of people said that you could always Skype in some other DJs or personalities to talk with you. That would be kind of fun. Right now I'm not on Winamp, so I can't Skype. I'm on SAM 2, which doesn't let you Skype. But if I keep losing my voice, that's going to be a really good idea. AEMUS18 says, can we refer to you as not Jake? I wish you wouldn't. Garland says, is there any chance of somehow preventing Ascension from messing up our efforts to get the Black Hole Trophy? If all but one of our familiars get reset when we ascend, it will be. Basically, what you need to do then is, before you ascend, just get that trophy. So, yeah. One of your ascension paths will be longer than the others if you're working on getting that trophy. That's pretty much the way it's got to be. People want the clan stash to look like the closet. It probably should. And that's a suggestion that keeps getting made, that the clan stash have add multiple, remove multiple. And it really should. So I'm going to pass that along to Jick and see if he can get on it. The NARPA says, no, Scully, not music. Don't you know you're more interesting than music, even when you just kind of mutter? And you're way more interesting than Jick. I was happy to hear you alone. Ooh, the NARPA. I hope that Jick doesn't hear about that. I got to take a break every now and again, so I got to play some signs. Let's see. Signs? Songs. Boy. Will there be any new additions to the shore, says Ozzy Daly, and yes, there will. AC Stickman says, when the hell is Ascension? None may know the hour of its coming and... No. It will... It's coming, guys. It really is. So, please remain patient. Let's see. When are the children's Meal of the Damned, and that should be... And Disturbing Fanfics going to be implemented. The Disturbing Fanfics are going to be implemented after Ascension. We already know what they're doing. Children's Meal of the Damned wasn't even put into the game, so it doesn't drop anywhere. So, goddamn it, quit poking around. Anyway, Sephiroth asks that I play a very romantic song for Gypsy Go-Go. Gypsy Go-Go's a hip kid. I suppose I could play a very romantic song for her. I will try and find one in my collection. Being a geek and listening to a lot of geek rock, there's not a huge passel of romantic songs in geek rock. But I'll see if I can find something. I have something in mind I think we can play for you. Let's see. I just have to find it. Okay, I'll do that in a little bit. But while I'm talking, I ought to keep talking. Damn, I have 11 AIM messages open. That's ridiculous. That's not even funny. Let's see. People asking if they want me, if I want to hand over the mic. And, no, it's cool, guys. I appreciate it, but we're halfway through. We'll survive. I just take the extended periods of silence when I take a drink, that's all. Let's see. Vicious Weasel, you slept with Jick's mom. Confirm, deny. No, but I've had a crush on her for nigh these 15 years. Amazing Upa says, what about changing the ice cold beer images to reflect the two brands? We will do that soon. There'll be a can and a bottle. It's in the works. Let's see. Garland says, Scully, did you realize you sound like Scott Adams of Dilbert fame? That's better than sounding like Jick, which I tend to do every week. Let's see. Ozzy Daly needs to stop spamming his question that I already answered. Thank you. Hey, Scully, says Cat Drake. I'm curious about one thing when we ascend. If we were to ascend and we had a large number of adventures, would those adventures carry on? I can see what he's talking about. He's saying that he doesn't want the adventure counter to reset when you ascend so that people can see how old school you are. And as far as I know, that... Yes, I can verify that turns played is not going to reset when you ascend. At least it doesn't now. So no worries about that. Yogmaith is still on about WHOAS. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Greenflapper says, can people with an account older than 1 year get their own chat channel? That's kind of a groovy idea. We'll pass that on to the Jigster. Yeah. Riddick09 says, can we have Pocky as an item or a Pocky-related item? And if you say no, I'm going to tell Zeta Reticula. Well, we might have Pocky, and we might not have Pocky. If you go tell Zeta Reticula, I don't know what she's going to do, because I've paddled her before, and I'll paddle her again. She is no threat to me whatsoever. Anyway, people saying they send K-mails to green messages to Radio Bugbear, and I can't get at those. I don't... I have an interface to look at Radio Bugbear's PMs, but I don't have the password for Radio Bugbear, so I can't look at those, sorry. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. People are calling for Hedwig and the Angry Inch references in-game. Sooner or later, there will be. I can't imagine that I can't sneak a couple of those in past Jake, even though he didn't like Hedwig and the Angry Inch, because he's lame. Let's see. Terev says, what is your favorite custom avatar? In general, do you prefer the simple ones with only a few items or the complex ones with lots of items in them? I really like mine, and it's just a different head and the paddle in my hand. But there are people that it works really well to have multiple items for. I gotta say my favorite is Riff's. It's the Kokobo-drawn carriage that has the brain in it with a fez on it. That's freaking great. So... And Riff is pretty damn cool, so. E. Peter Satu says, are any changes, improvements to clan administration mechanics in the works? Yes, they definitely are. We are aware that that is a big, big problem. Hankosha says, can we get a special item for the release of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? I think that we should give every player in the game an awful poetry journal for the release of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And we also want to say... I want to see it first before I celebrate it, because I think that it's going to be cool, but I don't know. Garland says, how long do we have until the Cheshire Bitten is replaced with the next Familiar of the Month? And I'm not sure what he means, because the Cheshire Bitten hasn't been the Familiar of the Month for a while now. It's the personal rain cloud right now. Generally, at the first of every month or thereabouts is when that gets changed. But none of the Familiars, if you buy them, they don't go away. Catrake clarifies that he meant if you have 200 adventures stored up for use and ascend, would those adventures still be there? That I am not sure of. So that's an interesting thing to think about. I hesitate to say one way or the other, so I'm going to kick that to Jick. We'll talk about that next week. Because... seems like they would, but who can say when you're reincarnating, you know? It's kind of tricky. Ozzy Daily, you gotta stop that. Let's see. The Narpus says, Jake ought to make a link to that old MP3 of him singing Ode to Booze in the Ode to Booze item description. I don't think he'll do that, because he's not a big fan of his own singing voice. But if you want to hear it, you can go to that site that I linked earlier, which was... www.yqmonline.com/KOL. If you want to listen to that, that is where you will find it. That was the Narpus that asked that, by the way. He Who Likes Originality said, how long did it take you to get used to being called Mr. Spellhead? Actually, I've never really liked my real name, and I've never really identified with it. And people now call me Scully in real life, and it's fine. Like, I answer to that just as readily as I answer to my Christian name. So, didn't take any time at all. I absolutely love it. Lars DePunk says, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Yes. Have you heard the album of Hedwig and the Angry Inch cover songs? Yes, I have. I actually bought it from iTunes, and I was a little disappointed. There's a lot of cool bands on there, and none of them really do as good a job as I thought they were going to do. Pretty much the Frank Black cover of... Sugar Daddy, and the cover of Wig in a Box are the only two that I listen to with any regularity. So, yeah, kind of disappointing, but I do have it. For a while now, Newbie has been accosted by our peers. What are our peers, Moody? It used to be a great place with good people, but because of idiocy they left, I suggest a RPing channel It might deflect some of these. Okay, role players. Right, right. Yes, people want to slash Huggle Channel, and they want to slash Roleplay Channel, and they want to slash Furry Channel, but goddamn, is it that big of a problem that people, like, come into chat and jump on each other? Is it that bad that there needs to be a channel for that, and there need to be moderators in that channel, and there need to be moderators telling people to get into that channel if they're role-playing, and how much role-playing before you have to get to the channel, and, yeah, I don't know, pretty tricky. Personally, I would say, you know, put up with the role-playing, but that's just me. Guys, you need to stop sending Mr. Skullhead Blue messages, because that's just one too many things for me to look at. So send them to Radio Bugbear, please. Riff says, Riff is one of our Ascension testers, and he says the answer is no, that if you have 200 adventures in your adventure bank to be played today and you ascend, you'll get reset to 80, I believe, like you're a level 1 character. So if you don't want to lose those adventures, it'll be easy. You don't have to ascend until you choose to, so you can go ahead and beat the sorceress and then burn your 200 adventures doing whatever you want, and then go ascend. Yeah, that's something that I think a lot of people don't understand and will immediately when they see Ascension, when it rolls out, that it's not like you have your sorceress battle and then you just get kicked into Ascension. You will have plenty of time to put your affairs in order, and Ascension will not happen until you voluntarily choose it for yourself. Okay, so Digger546 says, an offhand weapon, does that mean possibility of shield? Yes, it does. That is one of the many things that could go in your offhand. When that happens, it's going to be a while. Marijuana asks, wow, marijuana, that's a good idea. I mean, no, drugs are bad, kids. Marijuana says, are you also aware that the ignore list doesn't work when the person is on your friends list? Oh, I would suspect that it wouldn't. I think the solution for that is to not ignore your friends, you bastard. Why in the hell are you ignoring your friends? That's not very nice. A person named Bob says, any chance there is a Pope-type enemy after Ascension? Oh, man. So you want... What I'm hearing is that you want hate. You want us to make fun of Jews, and you want us to make fun of Catholics, and you want us to make fun of Christians, and... It would be easy, but it wouldn't be nice. I mean, the Pope was a decent guy. Let's not give him a bunch of crap. Come on. All right, I'm losing my voice again, so I'm going to play a couple of tunes, and I'm going to chill out for a bit and drink some more iced tea and maybe some vodka. That'll kickstart my heart quicker than the shots when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm walking the table while he's operating. I'm very, very sorry about that. But no, I will play just a couple of tunes, maybe 3 songs. Here is your romantic song, Sephiroth to Gypsy Gogo, who is an incredibly hip kid. And this is Mason Jennings' ballad for My One True Love. It's the song that's going to play at my wedding next year. And after that, we'll do some MC Frontalot just to get the taste out of your mouth and some Common Rotation with Indie Rockin'. And that's not a long enough break, so I'm going to add one more song in there. Let me see what I got back here. In my backlog. Mighty Little Man, yeah, we'll put some Steve Burns in there too. So here you go, kids, a little bit of music, and then we're back for the second hour, where I promise to stop sucking.
In a chair hardcore used to be just a made-up word. MC shied away from belief, rest assured. They sleep hard no longer, we deliver the hits. I give the kids with the spectacle spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam at the mouth in his glee. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. Now the heezy wee's off, don't babble 300 baud. I get no error while compiling my rhymes, that's a chart. Rap stylings and hip kids continue to vex. They get sex, money, power, but the jams are like flecks of sea foam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen them trying to act cool, ignored them, sports them, geeked out beats and a mic. Some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap, it's alright. But soon the whole nerdcore will congregate in culmination of the monkey going arcade day. Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it if the nerdcore rose up and got elevated? We consider the possibleness of this not overstated. And I know that possibleness is not a cromulent word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of mission and goal. Chronolot about to roll his diploma up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit right there until you poke it. You run the private, seek a fiddle kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. I got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screen all heedless of ridicule these days. The complexion cleared up, but the rhyming remains.
You ain't nobody know my name.
And I think the same thought with great regularity that I'm the best MMC that I could ever be. And I'm scared to be either doper or dorkier. Bound for the high road even if it looks forkier.
Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated.
Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it
if the nerdcore rose up and got elevated? We consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
I'm gonna make you mine.
That was Steve Burns with Mighty Little Man, just running some songs while I finish my iced tea, which is actually kind of lukewarm and not at all iced, so I guess it's just tea now. Let's see, getting back into the questions, Pixie Sticks says, how do you feel about the pathetic cyber weddings, a.k.a. KLL weddings that take place rather daily here in the chat rooms? I'm not one to mock anybody else's dorky behavior because I figure everyone does dorky stuff. You know, like I get into chat and I paddle people with my heteroerotic frat paddle, and that's really dorky. You know, who am I to say that that's dorkier than getting married in KOL? You know, what I really like, are the real-life KOL hookups, which Linguini Genie and Chufto would be the best example of that, where Linguini Genie actually moved from Britain to Croatia, I believe, to be with her. So, it's cool, man. People want to meet each other. They want to hang out. They want to make a connection. It's all good. Let's not piss on anybody's candle is what I'm trying to say here. And I'm sure in the discussion thread, Scully says, don't piss on people's candles. Yeah, there we go. Invincible Swimming Gecko says, have you thought about making the shouting filter only work on longer messages? It's annoying to have WB or high ADH come out as shouting. It is annoying, and no. We got to keep the shout filter where it is. Otherwise, there will just be spamming of random capital letters. So, yeah, just instead of saying high ADH, say high, comma, ADH, period, or like, hey, comma, ADH, period, would work, or hey, ADH, how are they hanging, would work, too, and since ADH is a dead heart, and a dead heart is a girl, that would be even funnier. Man, we gotta really get Radio Bugbear ignore list going, because Ozzy Daily is spamming questions over and over, and you've got to stop that. I'm going to ban you from chat if you don't stop that. It's really obnoxious, and it fills up my screen, and just don't do it. Don't do it anymore. Lady Half Toadling says, could you add the casino to the last adventure function? It's annoying to go through so much work every time my gambling addiction gets the better of me. Sure. We'll do that. I'll put that on Jick's to-do list right under my mom. There we go. More, an entire screen full of Ozzy Daily. This is your last. No, sorry, Ozzy Daily, you're fucking banned from chat. Awesome. /ban Ozzy Daily. So, congratulations, Ozzy Daily. You are the first person to get banned for being obnoxious during the Jick and Skullhead show. Infamy. For some people, there's no such thing as bad. There's no such thing as bad publicity, so what can we do? YQM says the Contact Us link is really meant for you. No, the Contact Us link goes to the admin mailbox, which is read by Zlania, who bounces stuff onto Jick that she can't answer. I don't see it at all anymore. JLE says, can you make the British pound sign work properly in the KML system and in player profiles? I assume you mean the Shift-3 or... I don't know. Message me again, JLE. Tell me if you mean the Shift-3 or the actual pound sign, the like curvy little S-looking thing. And, I'll put that on Jick's list. Sephiroth says, talk like Mr. T. Huh. I pity the fool who tells me to talk like Mr. T. I ain't talking like no Mr. T. Alright, no more of that, kids. I'm not your monkey. Ratbot Killer says, if we can have a player music website, can we please think of a player porn website? Dude, I think of a player porn website all the time. But the player music website is not supported by Kingdom of Loathing, so it's a fan endeavor. If you want to make a porn website that's KOL members, then feel free. What I can say, though, if you're over 18 years of age, if you're not and you live in Britain, why are you up so late? No, if you're over 18 years of age, there is a website that is not KOL-sponsored and not officially condoned by KOL, but it is entitled www.kolhindsight.org. That's KOLHINDSIGHT.org. And that is a collection of the bare naked bottoms of KOL players, people mooning cameras and sending them into that website. So I love the hell out of that website. I think it's really funny, and my ass is up there somewhere, and I won't tell you where. But if you're over 18 and you're not at work, definitely check out that site. I'll put it in the radio channel. And send in your ass. Isn't it rich? Aren't we a pair? Two butt cheeks hanging in the air. Send in your ass. There should be ass. Yeah, I really shouldn't sing tonight. Hoogliba. Let's see, more spamming from Ozzy Daily. I am so glad that I got rid of Ozzy Daily. Yeah, page upon page. Wow. Bad A Mother 4000 says, are you aware that all the female players do not have shirts? Yes, I am, and it keeps me up at night. But, you never know. There could be shirts on the way. There could be a huge chunk of content that's going to be implemented very soon that includes a way to get shirts and wear them. You don't know, but I do. Yeah, soon. Soon you may be wearing yourself some shirts. Which means that women who then choose to not wear shirts are just that cool. Let's see, more Clan Sash stuff. Daisy Duke says, I'm loving your show tonight. I was a Jake and Scully show virgin. Turns out I still am. I am not, however, a Scully show virgin anymore. You kick ass, Scully. Thank you, Daisy Dukes. I haven't heard from you before, but I have enjoyed your shorts. The NARPA says, we'll come listen to your show if your show is at a reasonable time. Excuse me, I can't ever listen to it. I'd love to hear your show sometime. Yeah, my show takes place Friday afternoons at 2 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. And I play music pretty much for 3 hours straight and give away stuff, and it's a whole lot of fun. So, yeah, if you're around in that time frame, just go for it. Let's see, Ozzy Daily. Just page after page, man. Sephiroth says, plug my site. I'll be adding KOL-style flash animation on TMBG music videos. That sounds really cool, man, but you didn't give me a link to plug. Oh, there we go. Site is www.randomonia.tk, www.randomonia.tk. So, yeah, check that out. If it sucks, I cannot be held responsible. I'm just the messenger. Wow, man. Ozzy Daily asked the same question approximately 50 times. Sir Lance a Little, who shout not Lance a Little because he's Lance a Lot, says, can we get the shout filter turned off in /plan? Why not? Let's put that on Jick's to-do list right underneath your mom. That has been added to his to-do list. The NARPA says, ever think about making a Spanish, French, Japanese, or German translation of a game? How about language-specific chat channels? You know, early on, back in the day, there was a guy who logged on who only spoke Spanish, and he played for 6 months, and I have no idea how he managed to do that. The trick is that a lot of the jokes in the game are based on puns in the English language and idioms in the English language, so it'd be really hard to translate. But if somebody wants to get on that, I mean, there's a gigantic amount of stuff that you would have to translate to do that. But, you know, anybody wants to do it, no, we'll give you something cool. Totally. Agent IEX, or possibly Agent 1E to the power of 10, says, how far in advance would I have to plan a KOL meetup in the UK for you guys to come? Give us, I would say, if you wanted to start planning one now, it would have to be in November, maybe October or November, for us to come. But, man, we really, really want an excuse to come to the UK. So, please, do that, man. Plan one for November, maybe early December, something in the distant future where we can make definitive plans and we will show up in the UK. Because we want to meet you guys. I want to meet Spaz Warrior, Faustus Pringle, Agent IEX, all you guys. So, definitely, give us an excuse to come to the UK. Nanner says, is there a way to have rollover occur without kicking everyone off the system for X minutes? There is, it just takes a lot longer. So it's either everybody stays logged on and there's huge amounts of lag for 30 minutes, or everyone gets kicked off and there's nobody can play for 10 minutes. And we figured that the second one was better. Back in the day, it was that you could stay on during rollover and it was awful. Let's see, High on Bread, I think, is mocking me because I'm bald. He says, what is your favorite type of shampoo? Actually, I use tea tree shampoo. It's Paul Mitchell, I think. Comes in a big green bottle and has peppermint oil in it, so it's like minty fresh on the old skull head. And I do use shampoo because I have, you know, like a quarter inch of hair usually, and because it's good for your scalp, and I do have a beard that I have to shampoo or it gets all tangly. So, yeah, that's good stuff. Minty fresh for the whole head. Let's see. Somebody asking if I could ban a specific user from the forums, and I already have. Snarkler says, Scully, may I just say you have a beautiful voice. It reminds me of Adam Pascal, who played Roger in the Broadway show Rent. Wow, really? I'm a big Rent fan, and I love that, the song Glory. That's fantastic. So, yeah, thank you, Snarkler. Now, I'm going to have to refresh my screen here and get some more questions in the queue for you. I do have an announcement to make on behalf of Marana. She is going to possibly, or definitely, I'm not sure. Silence there and nothing more. Okay, she is going to be interviewing the bassist for a band called Lost City of Angels on her radio show coming up soon. There is information on that on the Radio KOL forums. That's radio-kol.com. And she asked that I play a Lost City of Angels song and remind everybody that that's coming up. So I will do both of those things. Here is Lost City of Angels with Broken World, who the bassist of which will be interviewed on Marana's show in the very near future. Wow, can you guys hear me? Because I just noticed that my levels are real, real low. But if you can't hear me, then you can't hear me say, can you hear me? So it doesn't really matter. Anyhow, here's Lost City of Angels, and after that, Common Rotation.
Now again. There's no stopping once you get the honor roll. A name dropping, my top end. Can't help but feeling it, the feeling that I stole.
Kick it in now, with the back beat.
That was Indie Rockin' with Common Rotation, and I used that break to catch up on the forum thread. In the discussion thread, there's a long thread about tonight's show, which is, I don't know, I think it's hilarious that they, I'm trying to type and talk at the same time, it doesn't ever work. Anyway, there's a great thread in discussion now about the show tonight, so yeah, jump in there and give a shout out to your homies if you'd like. And let's see, we got questions. Ozzy Daily, fantastically silent for now. Awesome. Lusty Pirate Wrench says, what about buying accounts, raping them, and letting them die off? And what's up with all the eBay KOL items? Well, we do not want to get involved in eBay or in the selling of accounts, because that would mean that we legitimize them even by saying that we're against them. All we will say is you are asking to get ripped off if you buy something on eBay from KOL. That's not to say that you're going to be, but you are asking to be. You may get the rare, honest person who is seriously selling stuff and is going to give it to you, but they don't have to. I mean, they could just take your money and not give you anything in return. So if you want to risk it, then that's your deal. Pringles Can says, what is your favorite DDR song, Scully? Mine is Maximizer by Climax. I only have DDR Max, the very first one. And of those, my favorite song to listen to is Sandstorm. I'm not sure who it's by. Sandstorm or the Ordinary World, which is a Duran Duran cover. And that's freaking cool. But my favorite to dance to is probably... Shoot, I don't even remember what it's called. It's by... Somebody, the Police, and the Kid, and something or other, and there are words, but I don't know. It's real fun, and I wish I could tell you more, but I can't. Linton says, Scully, why is your number 688? Well, gather around, kiddies. We got 20 minutes. I'll tell you a little story. I originally began the game as number 13, Mighty Bjorn, way back in the day. And back then, there were no hippie stones. Everyone could PvP, and everyone could PvP everyone. No level restrictions. So I started Mighty Bjorn, and then I got sent away on a work trip for a week, and I came back, and Mighty Bjorn had been hammered into dust. So I just kind of forgot about Kingdom for a month. And then once I was done traveling for work, I started a new character named Mr. Skullhead, and he just happened to be number 688. And really fell in love with the game and started writing, and here we are today. But that is why. Smooth Move asks, who's your favorite Smash Brothers character? I'm partial to Mario, and occasionally Pikachu if I want to be a bastard, because Pikachu has distance attacks, and that's fun stuff. By the way, Agent IEX is actually Agent Lex, with some weird capitalization, so sorry about that, Agent Lex. I hope you're not angry, and I also hope you're not Lex Luthor, and you're going to destroy me and Superman. The Nerpus says, how are you at DDR? I just recently beat Paranoia Survivor Heavy. Ooh. Man. I am currently on the standard mode at about 150 beats per minute. I don't die. If I play any of the 200 beats per minute songs on the light mode, I pretty much get my ass handed to me. But I'm working. I'm getting there. You know, when I first started, I couldn't do it at all. But I'm losing weight. I'm having fun. Dance Dance Revolution, kids. It's good stuff. All right, then. If you are a Pasta Master, says E. Peter Satu, and you ascend and you take Pasta Mastery with you, will you be able to make dry noodles and to cook with them as a different class? Yes. That is one of the many benefits of ascending multiple times. You could be a Pasta Master and cook with dry noodles and a sorcerer and make reagents, and you could make stuff like Hell Ramen all by yourself, which is one of the reasons why you'll want to ascend. Let's see. Paper or plastic, says Yerick the Real Bad. Paper. Definitely. No, plastic. No, paper. No. Ah. E. Peter Satu says, would you like a tissue? Yes, I would. Let me see if I've received any tissue paper and materia yet. Probably not. Yeah, actually, if you have one, you can't send it to me, so never mind. Let's see. The Pickle Factory, blah, blah, blah. Canada, blah, blah, blah. SkyCrew says, would you folks consider coding a discount for loyal customers as suggested in the forums? Seems like a lot of work for a low payoff. It seems like if you have a customer that loyal, you just start trading directly with them. I could be wrong, but for all I know, you may be right. And Kosha says, can there be made tests for newbies to access new channels? Yes, like the Haiku channel. There will be some more things that you have to do to unlock other channels. Let's see. See, Curtis says, how about a way to message everyone in your clan, specifically a way to send items with a message? The problem with that is there are clans that have thousands of members in them, and that would just bring the server to a screeching halt, so we really can't do that. Green Flapper asks me to not do lines of coke while doing the show. Lines of coke would probably improve my sinus condition right now, but I think that the cost of dying from a reverse tolerance would be too high to pay. So, yeah. Yes, I'm sniffling. I'm sorry. Jeez. People are saying that I said that I was jick at one point. Did I? I'm going to have to see the instant replay on that. Let's see. People are asking questions, and I'm looking at them. Yeah, silence. Awesome. Let's see. A Dead Heart said, I found out yesterday that having Dark Tower, the game, is cool. Dark Tower, the game, is cool. Are there any in-game references? Can there be? There's references to the Dark Tower series. I don't know if there's references to the Dark Tower game, because I don't know what that is. I'm going to sneeze, and that's really going to suck, because I don't have anything nearby to catch the snot that is going to come flying out of my nose. Such a great show tonight. Cucumber Jones asked, what was that YQM website again? Check out theforums.kingdomofloathing.com, the thread entitled 10 Dozen Minutes of No Updates with Just Scully, and that should be on the front page of the discussion forum, and that will answer your question for you handsomely. Whatever. Let's see. People asking about DDR, we answered that. Birthday is 420. Excellent. Let's see. Jick's Lovable Plaything, wow, says, can you implement a buy-all option in the stores of Loathing? This would make buying bulk a lot easier. Thanks. Well, you can see how many they have. You can just put that number in the bottom thing, and then it's like a buy-all, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose. Let's see. Have you seen the proposal for Clan Warfare on Coldfront? Asks Winchachacha. If so, what do you and Jick think about it? I have not seen it. If somebody's come up with a proposal for Clan Warfare, we'll be perfectly happy to look at it because we really don't want to. We really don't want to do it, but we need to. Okay, let's see. Is Jick's Secret familiar? Hovering Sombrero, based on the TMBG song Hovering Sombrero? Asks Sephiroth. Yes, it certainly is. Let's see. Veer says he's the Spam Pope. And, yes, Veer is the Spam Pope. And, God, there's so much silence, but there are so many questions that I just can't answer. So... I just, you have to sit there in silence. Let's see, Aussie Daily has just been banned, so that shows how far behind I am. Chase says she's got fake plastic trees stuck in her head now. That's got to be painful. Amazing Oompa really needs to stop asking his question, because I'm not going to answer it. Torek says, you live on the Pacific Coast? Kick ass. When's the next West Coast get-together? Actually, I live in Arizona, and there is an Arizona get-together in Phoenix on September 24th, which is my 28th birthday, as well as being the enormous KOLCon 2.0 barbecue. Do come down. Do come down. Let's see. I'm going to have to play another song so that I can blow my nose. I apologize, and I know we're running out of time, and I would love to keep talking, but you've made me so self-conscious about my sniffling, you bastards, that I can no longer sniffle, and therefore I must blow. You know what they say, if you can't suck, you gotta blow. So, since people have been clamoring for it, I would like to play a little Hedwig. I just have to figure out where the hell iTunes stuck it. Let's do Wig and a Boss from Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Suddenly routine. I know. everybody.
A full of the makeup. Turn on the 8-track. I'm putting the wig down from the shelf.
In a box from the Hedwig and the Angry Inch soundtrack. Inch, people. Inch, not itch. Inch, as in unit of measurement. If you're still in one of those backward countries like the US of A, where I'm from, where we still use the standard instead of the metric system. Let's see. Random questions to finish us out. We've got Snarfla says, what's your opinion of Queen reuniting and touring? Do you think Paul Rogers was a wise choice as the frontman? So I could not believe that this could be true. So I checked it out online, and yes, Paul Rogers, who is the frontman of Bad Company, is doing a tour with Queen, and they're touring as Queen, and that really pisses me off, because Freddie Mercury was Queen, and you can't have Queen now that Freddie Mercury's dead. It's kind of like when the Doors toured with, Scott Weiland? Like, sure, but they're not the Doors. They're, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival without, Oh, man, I just blanked on the lead singer of Creedence Clearwater Revival who wrote all the songs. But without him, they're not Creedence Clearwater Revival. Queen without Freddie Mercury is not so not Queen. Just, guys, leave it. Don't dig up the corpse of Freddie Mercury and make him your puppet while you're trying to get more money. No! Oh. Yeah, so I'm a little upset about that. Whew. MaxGuy56 says, any estimated dates on the release of the first Zone in the Desert Beach? It's done. It's ready to go in. It's just kind of sitting, waiting for Ascension, and after Ascension, Jick can think about other stuff. Mr. Magnifico says, don't forget to mention Xenophobe on air. You know, I'm laying off Xenophobe. I'm not going to mention Xenophobe on air this time. So if you were looking for me to reference Xenophobe at all, I'm afraid I have to disappoint you because I'm not talking about Xenophobe tonight. I'm sorry, but sometimes you just got to take a stand. Yeah. Let's see. I got to put a song in because we're going to be getting out of here real quick, but I'll do a couple more. We'll do just a couple more questions before we get out of Dodge. Let's do... I have a kitten clawing his way up my office chair. Thank you, kitten. Yeah, by the way, just for people who like to have useless facts about me and Jake, I own 3 cats. I have a black and white cat who is enormously fat, 25 pounds. I have a black cat, and I have a really tiny black cat that we just got, and is very, very affectionate and lovely, lovely kitten all around. Let's see, I'm still trying to find another song that I can play at the end. Let's do... and go out with Bang. You don't know. But let's answer a couple more questions, then we'll hand off to iSpeculum, and he can continue to rock your face late into the night. Pope Guilty says, I've been making themes for my PDA using KOL art. Do you mind if I share them? Not at all. Put up a site. Just make sure to say that the art's not your own and it belongs to Asymmetric Publications, LLC. Don't sell them. Just give them away. Other than that, you're golden to do that. That's really cool. We love it when our fan base does creative stuff. Let's see. Daisy Duke says, my 27th birthday is September 25th. Maybe I'll have to drive to Arizona to party with you. Yes. Yes, you will. Word. Ratbot Killer says, you tell Jick that I'm on my fucking vacation in Austin, Texas, and I'm here for the show, so I guess I'm more KLL core than he is. Word. Yes, I think that you are. And why are you vacationing in Austin, Texas? Wow. Salier says, will anyone from KOL be at Gen Con? Possibly. There is something, an item of merchandise that we have in the works that if it is ready by Gen Con, the people who are producing it for us want us to appear at Gen Con. And I would be happy to do that. It's the week before PAX, so it does make for busyness, but it could be fun, so sure. Let's see. Cool Girl asked if you can hear another of our songs. I like Powder Puff personally. Sure, I'll put Powder Puff in there. Let's see. John Fogerty, yes, the lead singer of CCR, wrote all the songs, produced all the albums. They kicked him out of the band, and then they went touring. So if you see Creedence Clearwater Revisited playing near your town, don't go. Or go and throw things at them, because they're a bunch of bastards. Mookow3 asks the final question of the night. Is the Hovering Sombrero going to be a public familiar after Ascension? The Hovering Sombrero is coded and ready to be implemented, so sometime very soon it'll be possible to have one. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So, time for me to get out of here. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to me for so very long. How many listeners did we end up with? I'm just curious how many listeners we dropped. You know, it's not a bad thing if people stop listening, because this wasn't really the show that they signed up for. Let's see. Oh, we still got 200 listeners, so you guys are awesome. Thank you very much. I will let you know in the KOL discussion forum thread about the show how Ad Rider thought the show went. But time for me to get out of here. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you on Friday, 2 to 5, if you're around. And I will also see you with Dick on Monday, 7 to 9 Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much, or 7 to 9 Mountain Time. It's 6 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. I really hate Daylight Savings Time. Anyway, by request from Cool Girl, and not at all because I'm so jazzed about so many people hearing my songs, here's me, Joshua T., with Powder Puff. After that, Little They Might Be Giants to play us into I Speculum. Please do hang around, and thank you for listening. Y'all are Terroxor.